Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. We find ourselves now in difficult and challenging times. Please join the Siyum for Megillas Esther and its relevance in our times with Mrs. Esther Wien on Monday, October 23rd at noon Eastern. Sign up at ouwomen.org/siyum. May our tefillos and learning be a schus for the memory of the Kedoshim, the safe and speedy return of our captives, for the healing of our wounded, the safety of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, and help to protect all those fighting on the front lines. And now for today's perek.
Welcome to the OU Women's Initiative, the Nach Yomi series. This is Esther Wien, and we are completing Sefer Megillas Esther now, Perek 10, which only has three psukim. This is being recorded on Erev Shabbos of the first week of the war since Simchas Torah between Israel and, yes, Iran through Hamas. Haman and Hamas, Iran, it's all the same thing. Now, Chazal told us that these days of Purim will never be forgotten and they will always exist. And we will always have to be on the alert for the exact same threat. In fact, in the future, all the Chagim are going to be batel except Purim. Because Purim is a glimpse into the future. It is how the future Yeshua will unfold. And I want to focus on the very, very last words of the Megillah about Mordechai. He was great. He was influential. He always worked for the betterment of his people. And Vadover Shalom Lechol Zaro, and he spoke of peace to all of his Zera, his seeds. Seeds are not just biological children. It is everyone who's ideologically influenced by the position that the Jewish people took, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took for us of distinguishing good from evil and eradicating evil. Now, we're talking about peace. Everybody understands that peace, shalom, between each other, from the top down, that is the essential ingredient that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seeking for our safety and security and for any Yeshuas. There must be shalom. In fact, the launching words that Haman said to Ahasuerus when he launched his plan was, Yeshno amechad mefuzaru mefurad. There is a nation that is disunited. They are disconnected and essentially, they don't have shalom. And then in one split second, back then and today again, the nation woke up. We remembered who we were. We remembered our love for each other. We remembered who our friends were. We remembered that we were not opponents, and the unity and the achda surged. And we reconnected, and we are reconnecting as I speak with each other and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbat campaigns of that woman who talked down the terrorists in her home. Tzitzis campaigns, mitzvah campaigns, tzedakah campaigns, tefillas everywhere in the world. An incredible surge, as Esther said back then, Lech Knos et Kol HaYudim, gather them up. And as soon as the Jewish people were gathered up, things began to change. There are so many more thoughts about this that I've been speaking about this week, about the parallels to the Megillah. Amir Tashem will save them for the Siyum, which Megillas Esther is the concludes the learning of Tanakh. We'll have a Siyum. But for now, the highest good is Shalom. Shalom is not always easy to achieve. Why? Why is Shalom not easy to achieve? What breaks down Shalom? What is the real avoda that's transformative, that we could do as we speak to strengthen Am Yisrael right now? Right? What is the biggest deterrent to shalom? Well, think about it. In every relationship, a husband and wife, a child and a parent, a landlord and a tenant, an employee and a boss, co-workers, right? People who work together in any group, any sort of business, any sort of institution, how does shalom break down? Shalom breaks down when one person looks at the other person and says, well, that's not fair to me. And human beings have different needs. And the only way that we can have shalom is we understand that everybody else's needs are also legitimate, and to listen to them and to compromise. Because in the end, our religion, our nation is founded on the principles of tzedek u'mishpat. Think about it. Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham, I'm going to destroy Sodom, like the Hamas guys. They're evil. They're unjust. I'm taking them out. You know why? You know why I'm telling you this? You know why I'm going to show you this? Because you are different. You operate with tzedek u'mishpat. That's what Hashem told Avraham. And Yeshayahu, the last Navi, tells us, Tzion b'mishpati pada. It's going to be redeemed through justice. Justice, when we treat each other with justice, when somebody says to us, that's not fair to me, and we say, oh, I'm sorry, let me see how I can make it more fair to you. That's justice. That's honesty. Of course, we're seeing global cries for justice, which unfortunately, the need for justice has to override our natural rachamim. We don't like innocent people dying. We don't like babies who didn't do anything dying. We don't want to be in this position, but the need for justice has to override our rachamim right now. And that's globally. And in our personal relationships, it's we have to go deeper into making sure there's justice with rachamim, tzedek, and mishpat. Saying, never letting someone else say to us, hey, that's not fair to me, without us taking that into consideration. So when we establish tzedek and mishpat together, which is righteousness and goodness and kindness with justice, then we are going to bring shalom. That's the way to bring shalom between people. Our nation, as we know, it's old, it's gone, it's bygones, it doesn't even exist anymore. They didn't think each other was treating them fairly. There were massive protests. There were massive campaigns that who was against who. And each person thought they weren't being treated fairly. Each side thought their needs were not being taken into consideration. Those days are gone. Everybody woke up in a split second and recognized how much we love each other. And now we're in a new phase, totally new phase. We even have a unity government. And everybody's united. This is the idea of shalom. The Megillah ends with Dover Shalom. We speak of shalom to everyone that is our, it can be, still be influenced by us, particularly each other, the descendants of Mordechai, the Am Yisrael, the descendants of the Avos, the descendants of the people Yeshayahu was speaking to when he said, Tzion b'mishpati pada v'tshaveha b'tzedaka. So I leave you all with the mandate, all of us, to be so careful in all our relationships, always ask ourselves in every single type of relationship we have, am I being fair? Am I being honest? Am I being compassionate? And with that, we will see shalom, al Yisrael, Amir Hashem, and Yeshua's, and Nechamos, and decisive victory of good over evil, decisive elevation of the status of Am Yisrael in this world, and a total and complete achdus and unity between all of us forever.